Read 180 Audiobooks presents Night by Elie Wiesel. Before you start reading, let me tell you a little about the book. When the author was just 15 years old, he lived through one of the most horrible events in human history. Night is the true story of his experiences. First, some background. In 1933, Adolf Hitler was elected leader of Germany. At the time, the German economy was in a terrible depression and the country had lots of problems. Hitler and his political party, the Nazis, blamed these problems on the Jews and passed law after law stripping Jews of their rights. Jews were not allowed to vote. They couldn't go to public school. They couldn't go to movie theaters or the beach. In some places, Jews couldn't even walk down the street. In time, the Nazis began rounding up Jews and other minorities and locking them up in prisons called concentration camps, where they were beaten, starved, forced into slave labor, and even put to death. In 1939, World War II began when Hitler invaded and took over the country of Poland. The German armies went on to conquer most of the rest of Europe. Wherever Hitler's armies went, Jews were rounded up and sent into camps. During World War II, Elie Wiesel was a young Jewish boy living in a part of Romania called Transylvania. In the spring of 1944, Transylvanian Jews, such as Elie and his family, were rounded up and deported to concentration camps in other countries. About a year later, World War II came to an end in Europe. England, the United States, and their allies defeated Germany and set free the prisoners in the concentration camps. But by that time, 6 million European Jews, along with gypsies, gay people, and other minorities, had died in the camps. Many died from hunger and disease. Most were gassed or shot to death by the Nazis. Elie Wiesel was among those who survived the horrors of life in the camps, but his life and his world would never be the same. To hear his story in his own words, turn to page 1 in your books and get ready to follow along as you listen. But first, here's a word from your reading coach.
Hi, my name is Louise, and I'll be reading this book with you. During the story, I'll pop in from time to time to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some things I do when I come across a difficult word or a confusing part of the book. Let me warn you about something up front. When I started reading this book, I thought I'd never finish it. There were many words I didn't know and many places and names I had never heard of. But as I got further into the book, things became easier to understand. It's a book I'll never forget about people who suffered so much, including some, like the author, who lived to tell their stories. You're going to read about some strange and frightening things in this book about a young Jewish boy's experience of the Holocaust. But maybe you can imagine how you would have felt in his shoes. And if you think the story is as sad as I do, then maybe you'll tell your friends about it. Only by knowing about the horrible things that happened in the past can we prevent them from ever happening again. Okay, let's start reading on page 1. Don't forget to follow along in your book as you listen to the recording.
Night by Elie Wiesel.
They called him Moishe the Beetle, as though he had never had a surname in his life. He was a man of all work at a Hasidic synagogue. The Jews of Szeged, that little town in Transylvania where I spent my childhood, were very fond of him. He was very poor and lived humbly. Generally, my fellow townspeople, though they would help the poor, were not particularly fond of them. Moishe the Beetle was the exception. Nobody ever felt embarrassed by him. Nobody ever felt encumbered by his presence. He was a past master in the art of making himself insignificant, of seeming invisible.
Okay, this guy Moishe must be important because he's the first character in the book. We just learned that he is a man of all work, which is like saying that he's a handyman. He does whatever jobs need to be done at the synagogue, the place where the Jewish villagers go to pray. The villagers like Moishe and treat him differently from other poor people, whom they usually feel uncomfortable being around. No one wants to be poor, and sadly, it's hard sometimes to be reminded that others need help. Let's read on. We're on the second paragraph, which begins, "Physically, he was as awkward."
Physically, he was as awkward as a clown. He made people smile with his waif-like timidity. I loved his great, dreaming eyes, their gaze lost in the distance. He spoke little. He used to sing, or rather, to chant. Such snatches as you could hear told of the suffering of the divinity, of the exile of Providence, who, according to the Kabbalah, awaits his deliverance in that of man. I got to know him toward the end of 1941. I was 12. I believed profoundly. During the day, I studied the Talmud, and at night, I ran to the synagogue to weep over the destruction of the temple. One day, I asked my father to find me a master to guide me in my studies of the Kabbalah.
"You're too young for that." Maimonides said it was only at 30 that one had the right to venture into